Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Normally, this is the portion of our podcast where we go around the NBA and we do some quick hits with the Celtics themselves. But because we have the Academy Awards on Sunday at an earlier time, maybe the Celtics Nuggets could take a little bit of a note from that. Did you guys know that the Oscars are moved up to 7 p.m. on Sunday Eastern time?
I didn't. That's a great idea. I love it.
I know. I like it too, especially on a Sunday. But anyway, so what we are doing here is the first annual Slammed Academy Awards. So we're looking at basketball movies. We say this is the first annual, like, unless they release five new basketball movies this year. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll have to do different. Maybe we'll do like a cinematography category next year or something like that. But either way, let's start with this one. So we're going to start here with best acting and emotion picture by an NBA athlete. And Terp, I'm also curious, like, coming from a different generation, how many of these you're familiar with? I don't want to like knock you. So I'm just expecting that you've seen all of these. And if not, you can chime in. So we have Ray Allen as, of course, Jesus Shuttlesworth, and he got Game.
Yes, yes.
We have Shaq as Neon in Blue Chips. I talked to Kuzi about Blue Chips once and Shaq's inability to make a free throw on cue for the cameras. Good story there. Michael Jordan as himself in Space Jam, of course. Marcus Johnson as Raymond in White Man Can't. Let me restart that one. Marcus Johnson as Raymond in White Men Can't Jump, and Kevin Garnett in Untouched Gems. So I'll let you guys go first, and then I'll chime in with who I'm deciding on.
Yeah. So just a couple of just like not ground rules, but the way I was thinking about this, obviously we all have different opinions, so we don't have to agree on this. Just whichever one you think is best. And I put down these lists, but of course this is not the extent of the nominees in any of the categories. If you want to add or think there's somebody who isn't here who deserves credit, that is of course welcome. So this is not the extent. And also, I put Kevin Garnett. I don't know if he qualifies, because is Untouched Gems a basketball movie?
It's more of like a gambling movie. You know, yeah. I feel like it's the same level of asking if Silver Linings Playbook is a football movie.
Because
it's a lot about the Eagles, but it's mostly about a family gambling on the Eagles. But that's all to say that I'll just tell you right now, I think my pick is KG. Like, you know, Michael Jordan as himself in Space Jam. Space Jam is of my childhood. It means a lot to me.
Yeah.
But it doesn't hold a candle to KG's intensity and Uncut Gems. Like, if KG doesn't work in that movie, that whole movie doesn't work.
Well, I think it's a situation like Kevin Garnett. Who knows if he was supposed to be there? Maybe he just stumbled on set and they just started rolling. That's just the type of person he is, and that's his portrayal in that movie. I really love Ray Allen as Jesus Shuttlesworth, but I'm going to go with Marcus Johnson in White Men Can't Jump. He's only in the movie for one scene, but it's so good and it's so iconic, where he gets mad at Wesley Snipes and Woody Harrelson, and he's like, you know what? I'm just going to go to my car, get my other gun. I'm going to shoot everybody. It's such a funny scene, and he's so perfect in it. That's my vote for best actor, best NBA actor, which is a very short list. Like this list doesn't extend much further than this. By the way, it gets pretty grim.
One more did come to mind is Kyrie Irving as Uncle Drew. That's gonna be the newest. Turf. That's gonna be the newest NBA. Hey, we were talking about the different generations. That's a newer NBA movie, so I like that one. At the time, he was with the Celtics, I believe, when that came out.
Yeah.
So it was kind of a soft spot there. That came out when I was in high school. But I go with Shaq and Blue Chips. I love that movie. Blue Chips is wildly entertaining, and I think Shaq is hilarious in it. So I go with Shaq and Blue Chips.
I think you can actually. You could like sneak Kyrie in just based off if you go off the commercials, because commercials are really
the commercials
good.
Are better.
I can't speak to the Uncle Drew movie, which seemed terrible.
I'm also wildly entertained by like the makeup, like how they did that. It was entertaining how they made him like look old. Like it was cool.
Can I also add in? I don't know if you guys ever saw the movie Trainwreck that LeBron was in.
Oh, yeah.
LeBron plays himself in this Amy Schumer movie, Trainwreck. And he actually was really good in it. There's a whole scene about him, like, or there's multiple scenes about him being cheap and trying to, like, split checks with people and stuff at restaurants. Like,
the restaurant scene with Bill Hader. That's really good. It's really good.
He but was also, very good in it.
Yeah. Also difficult to gauge because sort of like Uncut Gems where, like, it involves a lot of basketball, not traditionally. Basketball movie per se.
Okay, let's move it along. So basketball players, we're talking about now fictional players, kind of fictional.
Yeah.
From a movie that you take with a first round pick. And here we have Michael Jordan, Space Jam, Clarence Withers, aka Coffee Black from Semi Pro, Billy Hoyle and Sidney Dean in White Men Can't Jump. So I guess you're getting that duo, and Monica Wright in Love and Basketball. I feel like it's a pretty clear-cut answer here that you got to take Michael Jordan because he's Michael Jordan in any universe.
I don't know. Because this is like, mind you, sort of like end of-ish career Michael Jordan. I guess this is the second run with the Bulls. And he does stretch his arm out like all the way at the end. Yeah, I think you're right. I think I was not gonna go. I may have gone Billy Hoyle and Sidney Dean. I think you had to draft them as a duo because they're essentially codependents throughout the movie. But I think you're right, Meg. I
don't think they're translating to the NBA though. You know, Venice Beach, they run it. I don't know if it translates to the court.
I don't.
It has to be Michael Jordan. Yeah, it has to be Michael Jordan. Like Megan said, he's Michael Jordan in any universe, so you have to take Michael Jordan. So I think that's probably the easiest one on this list.
You know, I will say I think Coffee Black. That's a sneaky late round pick. Like he's gonna come in and do like some damage off the bench.
All right, let's look to the bench. As you said, best movie basketball coach. Here we have Coach Carter, played by Samuel L. Jackson in Coach Carter. Pete Bell, played by Nick Nolte in Blue Chips. Don Haskins, played by Josh Lucas in Glory Road. And Norman Dale, played by Gene Hackman in Hoosiers. I think overall, like, I got to say, first of all, I think I saw Glory Road in high school, but I don't remember it. If I ever saw it, I only saw it once. And I guess I have to go with Samuel L. with Coach Carter because he had all the life lessons on top of the basketball lessons.
Yeah.
As much as Gene was reaching those rednecks, those Indiana Hicks and Hoosiers, I don't think it really compared to the challenges in LA that Coach Carter had to deal with his team.
Yeah,
I think Coach Carter stuck to his guns a little more. You know, at one point, Gene Hackman's like, it's more important to me right now to leverage my assistant coach's confidence than to coach my team. So I'm getting thrown out of the game. Like, I don't think Coach Carter would do that. He just locks the gym.
Yeah. Yeah. I think how often do you think Missoula watches Coach Carter? I think maybe he draws some inspiration from that. I will also say Coach Carter is the only one where the movie is named after the coach. I can't think of many movies where that's the case. But I will actually go I guess this may be controversial. I'm going to go with Nick Nolte. I think he's so good in Blue Chips. The monologue at the end both aged terribly and aged perfectly, because he's basically describing what the NCAA has become, of just athletes looking just outright for cash in hand. At the time, sort of hidden, but now just true. And he's completely convincible as, like, this guy was a total maniac in the 90s as a college coach. So I'm going with Nick Nolte, the legend.
I'm going with Coach Carter. That is my favorite basketball movie. When we started talking about this, it was the first one I mentioned. I watched that all the time growing up. And you have to be a real badass to have the movie named after you. Yeah. Like, it's literally called Coach Carter. Like, you have to be a badass to have that. So I just think the storyline on that's great. Like, the basketball content's great. That's my favorite basketball movie. So easy, Coach Carter.
Can I ask you real quick? Because I remember watching that movie as a kid, and like some of the stuff, and we're going to get into this in this next category. Some of the stuff was like too risque for kids. So how old were you when you started watching Coach Carter?
I was in like middle school. So some of it like kind of went over my head, to be honest. And then I rewatched it like not too long ago. And then I kind of got to understand it a little bit more. But yeah, no, growing up, I loved that movie. I just thought the story was cool. And at the time, everyone's like, oh yeah, like I want to play high school basketball or whatever. So you had to take inspiration from it. So it was good.
Yeah.
Let's move on to best life lesson offered by the game of basketball. So here are your options. From Hoosiers, always pass at least 4 times before shooting. From He Got Game, don't trust anyone, not even your own family. From Coach Carter, our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure and teen drinking is very bad. And then from Love and Basketball, don't gamble your romantic life on a basketball game. I'll turn to you guys first.
I think it's Love and Basketball, because I rewatched that scene again, and it's such a preposterous idea. It's such a bad idea. Like, don't put your whole future on the line. And especially with Omar Epps, Quincy, it's like, dude, you're supposed to get married like in the next day. What are you? This is a terrible idea. Don't do this. Don't play for your heart with basketball online, especially if you have like a Celtics fourth quarter the last couple nights where you go 0-for-8 from three. You could ruin your whole life. Don't do it.
Honestly, I haven't seen Hoosiers, but I love the advice. Always pass 4 times before shooting. Like, if you haven't caught on yet, I'm a big ball movement guy. So I love the advice. So I'm going to go with that one, because that's how I like to see the game of basketball played. But I've never actually seen that movie. So just because of that line, I'm going to go back and watch it.
So I would say that's more like a rule from Hoosiers than a lesson. I feel like the biggest lesson from Hoosiers is that the game is the same. Your game is the same no matter where you take it. You know, the whole measuring the court, that's the same good distance in the field house versus their field house at home. I would say, though, my biggest lesson actually comes from the movie Air Bud, which is,
oh, this is incredible,
a basketball movie we haven't discussed. And the overall lesson is just dogs are better than people, whether they're on your basketball team, or whether, you know, it's a family member, dogs above all. I do like, once in a while, you see this, and I apologize because I don't have the author in front of me. You see a tweet that someone put out of like the dad who has shared custody and he's driving his kid home from the Saturday that he had the kid and the kid lost to the team with a dog on it.
Yeah, I've seen that one. Has it ever been discussed, like, true, like how Air Bud could shoot the ball? Like, it doesn't make, doesn't he shoot it with his nose?
Yes,
which, like, would hurt the dog.
But with
a bat, that would really hurt the dog. It doesn't, the movie just doesn't add up.
I also feel like there would be a real defensive advantage when the dog pees on the court, because that's what dogs do. Anyway, shout out Air Bud. Best basketball scene in a movie. Here we have Jake and Jesus Shuttlesworth play one-on-one with Jake's freedom on the line and He Got Game. I always think about that one. Yeah. Quincy and Monica play for their relationship. We just talked about that in Love and Basketball. The invention of the alley-oop in Semi-Pro. I'm just going to say this next one is my winner. The opening scene on Venice Beach in White Men Can't Jump. That's just absolutely iconic to me. Like, whenever I think about hey, what could the NBA do? That's kind of like the Field of Dreams game that the MLB does. I think they should go to Venice Beach and basically just recreate that.
That's a good idea. You could also do like, I know there have been like talks about like Rucker Park in Harlem. Yeah, that's a really good idea. I think I'm going to go with Jake and Jesus Shuttlesworth and He Got Game. Especially because have you ever heard like the backstory of like what happened on sets of like Denzel was actually like playing and like actually got ahead and Ray Allen was like, he's like, that's not supposed to happen. This isn't in the script. And so like it got actually heated. And just like the complexities of this specific father son dynamic. Yeah, I loved it. I'm going with He Got Game.
I do love the opening scene of White Man Can't Jump, but I'm going to go with the invention of the alley-oop. I find that scene wicked entertaining. It's an incredible scene. So I'm going to go with that one.
I rewatched it, I think yesterday. It's everybody's reaction is so perfect. Also Woody Harrelson getting his second appearance in our list. But his explanation was like, why this, they can't be a travel. The ref say foul. No, two fouls. It's wonderful. It's a perfect scene.
It's maybe not like one of the best of Will Ferrell's catalog, but there are scenes. It's more of a movie where it's like there are scenes, and the scenes can't add up to the whole story, but it's still worth it for the scenes.
I kind of find myself watching that
movie.
Yes. Like I find myself watching that, and be like, "What? Like, where does this add up? Like, it's just kind of all sliced together."
Yeah, yeah. You watch the clips on YouTube. It's like, "Oh, this is great." The whole of it is like, "This is a little weird."
Okay, so let's go to our biggest category here. This is the best basketball movie. So we got He Got Game, White Men Can't Jump, Hoosiers, Coach Carter, Love and Basketball, or Other. So, after going through and like picking this movie for nothing so far, I feel like kind of a fraud picking this, but I'm going to go with Hoosiers.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hoosiers is just, I think it's the first basketball movie that I saw growing up. And it probably doesn't really age well in terms of how modern it feels. But I do love Gene Hackman. And I don't know. There's just something extremely quaint about it. And I don't think you can remake it, but it feels predictable at this point and all. And again, I don't think it has aged perfectly, but I guess it just has some nostalgia for me growing up with it.
Yeah. What they should do, they should remake it, but do it like they did with White Man Can't Jump, which the remake we did not, that is not on this on this list, but just have Jack Harlow be one of the players in the Hoosiers remake. I will say, I remember watching Hoosiers in high school. I did not care for it at all, to be like just honest, and which is I think a controversial basketball movie take. So maybe I need a rewatch, but I never enjoyed it. I'll say for me, my answer I think is He Got Game. It's the only one with, like, you know, Denzel is so good, and especially like the scene where he's telling Jesus Shuttlesworth how he got his name, and it's like, oh, it's not actually after Jesus in the Bible, it's about Earl Monroe. And he's like, you can tell like he actually like loves basketball in describing this. And it's just like one of the most pure, I think, just acting scenes in a basketball movie. I love it. He Got Game. That's the one I'm going with.
I like how Megan mentioned the nostalgia, because that's what I feel with Coach Carter. Like, when I tell you I would come home and just throw that on Netflix, like, that's literally what I would do. Just like when I was a kid, like coming home from like grade school, like whatever, coming, just throw that on. And so I've got kind of connection. And like I said, like, that's my favorite basketball movie ever. So this was an easy choice.
Well, this is I think that's it. Unless did you have any other nominees, Megan?
I don't think so. No, I'm just glad I got my Air Bud mention in.
Wow, what a you know, congratulations to all of the nominees. I'm sure this is the pinnacle of their acting and filmmaking careers. We'll be sure to send the statues in the mail.
We need more basketball movies, is the point. I feel like sports movies overall, we've really been in a bit of a drought.
I will say thank you, because I had another point that this whole thing was leading up to. From like the late 90s to 2000s, there was, I'm sure y'all remember this, there was this stretch where Disney was making really good sports movies, and they're like all kind of corny but also heartfelt.
Yeah, like Mighty Ducks.
Yeah, but and also like the big ones, remember the Titans, Miracle, even stuff like The Rookie, or even more recently, like we mentioned Glory Road, but even more recently, like McFarlane USA. We need the Disney Bill Russell movie. I know they just did a documentary on him on Netflix, but the story is like, it's right there. I don't think anybody's ever done it in that sort of format. That's my pitch to Disney. Do the Bill Russell, the Bill Russell movie.
All right. Well, we will see what happens with the Academy Awards on Sunday. Not sure that will make the pod in terms of content, but I think we'll definitely revisit or whatever happens with this Denver game tonight, provided we all stay up for it or watch it tomorrow morning. Definitely a lot to look forward to with the Suns on the horizon too. See what I did there? Suns nice. On the horizon.
Nice.
A lot We're of good on fire basketball with those coming.
Today.
Yes. Great yes. job. Oh, with the sun again. Thank you for joining us. This has been Slammed, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.